is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Good morning, Remnant. And that old wheel has rolled around again. It is Saturday morning, December 15th, 2022. And we are, well, glad you're here. We thank you for joining us. We've got a full crew this morning. We'll bring everybody on. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And we've still got a full crew coming on. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And Paul, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
And way down south. Josh, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hope that 53 degrees down there is not bothering you too much for, I guess that's pretty heavy winter time way down there, huh?
We're toughing it out.
Yeah, good, good. You guys are tough. You guys are tough. Well, and Remnant all over, we welcome you this morning to the program, Coffee with the Wranglers. We've got our coffee and one of our favorite coffee mugs. We've got our Bibles here, and it's a time for fellowship. It's a time for praise and an opportunity to gather with like-minded Christians and just see which way it goes. That's about where the structure ends, is that here we are. But we're going to open up with prayer. Jason, we'd sure ask if you would open us up in prayer this morning, sir.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for all that you've given us, and ask, Father, for your blessing upon us as we do this program this morning. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, and we ask that you tend to the remnant, Father, and that you just continue to guide and direct as we're living in difficult, different times. Father, we smile at the future and we put our trust in you, and we thank you for being our God, and we thank you that we are called your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
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 Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913, and we'd be glad to take your call. And, guys, I'll throw it out there. If anybody's got something interesting they'd like to start out with, if something's on your mind. Or not. Well, one thing I saw in this week in Illinois, the old ass club raised its ugly head again. And you say, what is that? Well, see, the ass club is the after-school Satan club. And if you haven't heard of it, well, it's, you know, maybe we've heard of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. And, you know, they used to have... back when I was in school, they'd have a glee club, they'd get out and chorus and band, but now in Illinois, elementary school children in Moline, Illinois, invited this week to an after-school Satan club. Five different meeting times planned, starting this past Thursday. And, you know, the school... Of course, the school can't come against it. You know, they say, we rent the facility for after-school activity, and so we can't tell them no. But that's just one of the latest. I know that this came up. It's reared its head before, and for the most part, if I recall correctly, had been voted down in the past. But I hope that gives everybody the warm and fuzzies out there that you know your children there being taken care of in school, that even after school they can get together and learn about Satan and get together with other people, other kids and learn about Satan and worship him and all that good stuff. So anyway. I think it just shows just how insane things have gotten. A couple of the comments on the news article were, our poor world is headed to hell on the back of a rocket. And another one said, this will continue until parents take back their schools and their kids. And I say it is just a fulfillment of Hosea 4:6. We're not there in the Bible reading plan yet, but it's still there. It's always been there. And you know, if we believe the word is true, if we believe John 3:16, and we do, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, we believe that. We believe the command of Acts 2:38 to repent and be baptized, and we do. And we believe the other scriptures as well, but we have to believe Hosea 4:6 too, where he says, if you forget my law, I will forget your children. And by golly, God has just kept his word, because we have certainly, as a people, as a nation, as this nation that was given to us, this new world, as it was called for so long, that was just kept here, and allowed to be settled by God's people, coming back together and having, as it was in the Revolutionary War, no king but Jesus. And that was how this little country won the Revolutionary War, against the greatest military and naval might that the world had ever seen. But we have forgot his law. The majority of our churches say, no more law. No, you can do away with that law. No law. It's gone. It's not even there anymore. And most of the sheep say, okay, bah. I guess that's what he said, so I guess that's what it is. And our children have been forgotten. And again, I speak in generalities. It's how our nation is. Teen suicides at all but an all-time high. It is a fulfillment of his word. And because most of his people won't read his word, they're unaware. It is an enemy that has done this, that has put so many things up in in front of our people to where they all but forget their children. Anyway, that was just I thought I'd fire that up this morning, and it does show that His Word is true, and you know, whether you like it or not, all of His Word is true, and there is a thing called cause and effect, and I think we're living in it. Anyway,
one of the things we got to remember is that all of this is good for us.
Yes.
We're just at that point. We're just at that point in Bible history where the salt has lost its savor, and so now we're reaping the rewards of that. That's where we're at, and till we get back salty, we'll just see how long we got to be tromped on. You know, we're in the driver's seat of that. God's waiting on us. He's put it out there. We got His Word. We got His promise. He shows us whenever we ask Him. It's just for whichever of the reasons, you know, we are not willing to be where we're supposed to be, you know, where God put us. And even, you know, hearing you say about speaking in generalities, you know, those of us who consider ourselves trying, we're probably not even, or I know we're not even on the radar of where we should be. So there's nothing to be, for any of us to be puffed up about, because, you know, if we were going to be where we were supposed to be, we'd be seeing every day us doing things greater than what Jesus did, because we got His Word that's what He has for us. That's what He wants for us. That's what He has set before us. We just got to stand up and strap on our boots and go get it. Now, I was thinking about what it would look like if you had a handful of godly Christian men that went in there to that ass club and sat down with them and, you know, went round and round with scripture and, you know, took that opportunity to, because you know that's a group of people that are gathered up that don't have Christ. So
right.
It's kind of shooting fish in a barrel, you know, get in there with them and go speak the truth and share the word. And that'd be a little bit salty there.
Amen to that. I think it would. I think it'd get a little salty. And I like what you said there. What would it look like if a group of Christian men, and then you just fill in the blank. You could fill in the blank. You know, yeah, go to some Satan club and do that. Or if a group of Christian men, you know, met with abortion doctors. Or if a group of Christian men, true Christian men, went and met with their sheriff. Or if a group of Christian men went and talked to their local school board. Or a group of Christian men went and you can just fill in the blank.
But instead, this doesn't fit me. You know, this doesn't affect me, and this world isn't my home anyway. So, you know, I'm just going to try to stay here at the house and do the best we can while we're here until the rocket comes.
Yeah, just recently, the Supreme Court is going to hear the case on the coach fired for praying. This was up in Seattle, Washington. I believe it was 2015 when he was fired for he would kneel and pray for 15 seconds at the end of every one of the games. He was a high school football coach. And they've been trying to get this into the Supreme Court since then. He was fired and then sued by the school board. And now the Supreme Court just agreed to hear the case. So that's encouraging. I mean, he's been fighting this you're talking about 7 years now. And, yeah, things like what you guys are talking about in school, but, you know, then there's people that have been fighting for it. And, you know, his name's Joe Kennedy, and need to keep him in this case in the prayer. You know, it's, you know, these public schools have become just a bad place. And some of the schools are a lot worse. It just depends on the area and where you're at. Some of the rural schools still have, you know, good Christian teachers that go to churches and a lot of stuff. But you get into the bigger cities and stuff, you don't see that near as often. And, you know, it varies from state to state and then area to area. And, you know, I mean, depends on where you're at. But this Joe Kennedy, he's been fighting this for 7 years. So we need to keep that in our prayers and pray for a victory for him, because it's cost him a lot of time and a lot of money to be fighting this. And I'm sure it was hard for him to get employment after that.
Yeah. I bet it was. Yeah, we were in a situation in our country with these school issues. I mean, this entire thing is an attack against our children, and that is that's where it all comes back to is our future, the continuation of our legacy, is our young people, and that's why they are constantly in the crosshairs of the enemy, because they don't want them to think, they don't want them to do, they don't want them to, proliferate the kingdom for our God, for Jesus Christ. They want to make them, you know, government tit suckers and put different and foreign gods that their fathers didn't know in front of them to worship, and they want to change all of that, and that's where you start. You start in the schools, and it doesn't matter whether it's a seminary or a public school or a trade school or whatever focal point of education there is. When that mind's malleable, that's where you go to, and then it proliferates out from there. But it all starts with the inability of parents to take their duty seriously and raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, you know. And if you don't start there, you can forget about it. I mean, I've seen over the years a remark that we've made amongst ourselves here, my wife and I, have been like, there's a lot of people out there who are out there trying to do so much good for, the church, the movement, the patriot movement, but their own households are, you know, they just go by the wayside. And that's kind of goes back to that verse where God said, if you don't provide for your own family, you're worse than an infidel. And it's the king of all hypocrisy when you're out there trying to help. I mean, if you're trying to feed everybody that's homeless dinner and your own children are starving to death, you know, what have you gained? I mean, it's like, godliness and charity and everything starts at home. You've got to teach your children to and take care of those things first, and then the rest will be added to you. You know, that's just the way God works. So,
well, it goes back to Samuel when Samuel was bereaved that they wanted a king. We expect the nation hasn't come to expect the government to have answer for everything. You know, even the Supreme Court is a blasphemous thing as far as I'm concerned. They just allowed for the vaccines. Something just happened in the last day that they said that they don't make law, and it's a tainted system from the word go. And it comes back to Christian self-government. We have to regulate ourselves, raise our children, teach them the truth, and it starts at home, like you said. It starts at home. And if that's, but look at the children that are farmed out at the babysitter called the public education, and then they can go after school and have a program, but the parents don't take responsibility for themselves. And if you remember the children of Israel leaving Egypt, all the old people died and the kids got to go through. So we have our responsibility, you know, when we talk about sacrifice, we have obligations. That's what we have, and it starts at home. And, you know, I think everybody here, Jason particularly, and I have been fighting the system forever, but we haven't gotten real far because of the undertow of the people. They want it easy. They like their stimulus checks. You know, they like to go buy everything. They don't want to grow. They don't want to do what it takes to really educate themselves in nature and what, you know, see how God actually works. And, you know, then plants is a really good way to do it, what it works, you know. Every insect, every fungus is a secondary issue, and all attacks weak plants. And this is what we got. We got weak people. I mean, the sickness going around this neighborhood up here is just phenomenal. How many people are sick. So, yeah, we're in bad shape. But the government is not our God. It should not be our God. And then perversion of Romans 13 has really done this to us.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. Yeah. It is. You mentioned sick in your neighborhood. I think there's sickness in every neighborhood. It has come upon us as a people. It has. And let them turn to the government. The government can't do it. Saw a headline today, and then I'll give it to you, Josh. Headline in the news, it was a doctor, and he said, oh, well, this is what I tell patients, that despite their three vaccination shots, they still get the Omicron variant. This is what I tell them. And they, you know, it's ludicrous. Oh, your three vaccination shots weren't wasted. You just, you know, you're less likely to get the Delta variant coming out, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it is, and the people just soak that up. And they have, it is becoming more and more evident that our people have turned to the wrong God, to the small g government God. And our God is jealous, and he will allow that for a while. But not forever. Josh?
Well, and to that whole point, I mean, the sheep have got to have their shepherd because they don't know what's good for them. This morning, I was looking out, and the cows are on the ryegrass this morning. I don't know if my daughter forgot to get them off last night or if she didn't chain the gate correctly or what have you, but they're not supposed to be on the grass, but they're all out there on the grass eating. And, you know, the cows and the horses, and a horse, if that horse, if you put a sack of feed on the ground, that horse will stand there and eat until it's foundered. It'll eat itself to death. And, but we've got to be there to protect them from themselves. They don't know that, you know, what they're enjoying will be the death of them. And it's the same way with us in Christ. We've got to have that shepherd. We've got to have the leadership. If we don't look to him and look to his word to guide us, we're no different. You know, you'll fall prey to the stimulus packages and free this and free that. No, well, you got to have your vaccine so that you can get your whatever, you know, handout, and you just bump along down this trail till you get to that point of no return. But he is the doorkeeper, and we need to choose that narrow path, because the wide path is easy, and a lot of times it's fun, and but it's going to that place of destruction.
Amen to that. Well, Remnant, phone lines are open if you have a comment. 307-745-5913. We are sure in the season of winter. Looks like half the nation's getting impacted pretty heavy. Snow, freezing rain, hammered was one of the headlines. 25 states this weekend, Missouri and Oklahoma and Tennessee and Arkansas and all up in the Northeast. And we certainly aren't warm out here. And it is wintertime, but it's and thankfully bringing some much needed snow to parts of the country. It was just a month ago we were in a severe drought out here right down in Colorado, and thankfully that's changed. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, Richard.
Good morning, Warren.
Yeah, I was listening to you this morning. Jill and I were talking, you know, and stuff about baptism. You know, all the churches are preaching against baptism, and we know that Acts 2:38 is still there. And Jesus was baptized there. You know, are we supposed to be greater than him? And he commanded to go out and preach the gospel and baptize everybody in Jesus' name. But I was telling Sheila last night, well, maybe you want to change the we're not supposed to go. The Lord have mercy on what I'm trying to say, but maybe I'll change that, you know, the Ten Commandments to the, you know, the Ten Mandates, and change God's law to mandates, because that's all the world is recognizing now. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's a thought. You know, they're telling us, you know, they're telling you what kind of mask you have to wear. It's funny how they obey these mandates, but they don't know God's law.
Absolutely, Warren. You're absolutely right. I think of, you know, Paul, you've mentioned it several times that, where is it there in Isaiah or Jeremiah, the beginning, that, you know, the cattle know their owner, but Israel does not know its God. And, that's exactly where our people are today. They do not know. They don't. And they'll, and that false small g God with his, you know, his type of commandments, he thinks he's God. You know, when God spoke, that was it. That's the end of the matter. And the small g God thinks he's that way. The small g government God, that he can have these mandates, that they can just speak these things. And I'm not just talking about Biden, but this Babylonian system that rules him just like it tries to rule us. That they put it out. Oh, if we say this, it's law, it's fact, it's truth. You have to obey it. And, the old deal about if we forget about our history, we're doomed to repeat it. Well, that works for them as well, because they told those three Hebrew boys, that's what you have to do. You will bow down. You will do this or else. And they said, we'll take the else. And we still talk about it a few thousand years later and get encouraged by it and have it as an example. But you're right, Warren. The people are looking in the wrong direction. Well, Warren, thanks for the call. You guys have a blessed weekend.
You too. I was thinking too. You talked about Christian men. We need Christian men to go in these so-called churches and tell these ministers that thus saith the Lord. You know, tell them. You know, you're wrong. The Bible says that we're supposed to correct one another when they're wrong. Paul corrected Peter when he's wrong. You know, in Acts.
Yes.
So, well, God bless you.
Hi, Warren. God bless. Have a great weekend. 307-745-5913.
It's my personal opinion. We're not supposed to go in there. I came out of the church that I was raised in. On Timothy, it says, having a form of godliness, deny the power of Jesus Christ, from such withdraw thyself. I don't think we're supposed to go in there. We got to, that's my opinion. You ain't going to go in there and change nothing, because I tried it already, and it don't work. To the point, I was in the administration room, so to speak, and I said, I'll never walk back in that whorehouse again. And then I had the youth group, and I had a thing, and I found out that the parents didn't even care about their children enough to do the right thing. So you're screwed if you go in there. There's a remnant to you as ears to hear, let him hear. We're supposed to keep talking. I stopped and had a few beers with a friend of mine, and they're calling me Pastor Paul, you know, and I don't say that much, but they know what I'm about. But that's where they're calling me yesterday, and I think they're coming under conviction of what's happening, because I've talked to them over the years a little bit. But I don't think you're going to save this system. You can't, and you got to come out of it. In fact, I believe that the world owns you until you come out through baptism for remission of sin, and then you get a seal on your head that is, keep your hands off. As I see it.
Absolutely. You know, Pastor was talking about that this very week on the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week stream. Was printing a newsletter earlier this week and have the opportunity to fire that up and listen in. And he talked about that very thing, that this government, this Babylonian system, this Egyptian bondage that we're under, they do own you, just like those cattle. Those cattle out in the field that you talked about, Josh, those are your cattle. They have your brand on them. And if you want to go out and whatever you want to do to them, you can, because they belong to you. If you want to go fatten them up and eat them, well, you can do that. If you want to go shoot them in the field, you can do that, because they're yours. And Pastor made a good point on that. Now, don't let somebody else come do that. You know, your neighbor a mile down the road, he can't come up and slaughter one and have it for beef. Not without your permission. And he can't come up and shoot one. That's what causes range wars. You know, can't do that, because they're yours. And that's how it is. You know, when we are still in this sinful world, when we are still slaves to sin, we are not slaves to him. And this world can do with us as they want. But when that person dies, when that person realizes it and repents and changes and dies to, well, the world and the ways of the world, and is born again of the water and the Spirit, well, then there's a, how did Pastor put it? How did he put it, Jason? A change of jurisdiction, I think. It's a new creation. And then you get that scripture, you know, touch not mine anointed. Because you're not just you're not that range cattle anymore. You belong to the King. And Pastor made a good point, really got to me years ago, and I heard it again this week, that, you know, people don't realize they push so much freedom, 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 oh, freedom, but you're always going to have a taskmaster. You're always going to have, like you said, Josh, that shepherd. It might be the good shepherd, it might be the bad shepherd, but you're going to have one. You can be a slave to sin and this world that we live in, and if it says jump, you have to jump. Or you can change your jurisdiction, and you can be a slave to Christ, and he doesn't call you a slave anymore when you get to that point. He calls you friend. And he's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. And he's the best friend to have. Anyway.
Yeah, and just so thinking about this morning, you know, the Supreme Court ruling that the large companies don't have to take the mandate the vaccinations for their employees and this and that, and definitely that is a good thing and a win. But I was just pondering on if Pastor Peters was still here, how would he look at that decision? How would he bring the news that night on the radio? And you know, back to the part of us looking at ourselves and keeping our heads down, unless it's something that affects us. The other part of that Supreme Court mandate was that all the healthcare workers, and, you know, any of the hospitals that have any federal money or whatever attached to them, they are subject to the vaccine mandate. And that's a prayer target that we need to be praying at, you know, because these are folks that are there to help. And now they're, it's not, I'm not a nurse, so it's not going to affect me and my job, but there's millions of people here in this country that it is. And that's the, you know, they took three steps forwards and two steps back, but they still advanced with where they're wanting to go. And so that's not a good thing for us, and it's a prayer target. Thinking about you know, us fighting and warring as Christian soldiers, before you go out there and fight in a worldly realm, you got to load your weapon. And if not, you're going to find out quickly what happens. And it's the same thing with us. When we read that scripture and when we pray and have God to direct us, that is preparing us. That's loading our weapons. That's having what we need to be able to fight, to be able to know where to go and what to do. And, you know, so important as Christian soldiers. It is, I mean, the main thing for us is having that prayer and that walk with God and direct us, because if we're not Holy Spirit led, then you don't know where you're going. You don't have that shepherd. So we need to keep that in prayer, you know, with the Supreme Court and their ruling and just everything moving forward. You can't pray too much. Pray without ceasing, and I do. The further I go along, the more I realize what that scripture means and how it's something that you can't live without.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about is, I like what Paul said, it's, you know, getting out of Babylon. I mean, I think that, you know, this Babylonian system has fallen, and I'm thinking about the scripture, you know, how, I can't remember exactly where it is, but Babylon has fallen, or fallen. And, you know, you're looking at a Babylonian system, and it's, you know, it's, I think we are in that transition stage, and I think people are coming out of it, and, you know, people are staying out of the churches, and they're realizing that, hey, you know, this church is part of the problem. In this newsletter, the Dragon Slayer newsletter that just actually got shipped on Thursday, it was, there's an article in there that has religion helped disarm America. And there's a lot of things that have come in through religion, through these different things, and people are starting to see it. There's a lot of people that have been seeing it for a long time, but there's a lot of people that are waking up to it. There's a lot of people that are waking up to, you know, through this whole pandemic that people are realizing that, hey, their doctors have been lying to them, and the pharmaceutical companies have been lying to them, and the government's been lying to them. You know, over the years, you see a lot of different things that that have woken people up, and there's a lot of people that have become woke through this whole pandemic. I mean, and that it's kind of shocking, some of the ones that that you see that are coming out of it, and it's like, you know, the lights are on, and it's people that we've been trying to reach for a long time. It's encouraging when you see that. And when people start, you know, trying to educate you on different things. You know, we got that that book by Mercola on the COVID-19. Fantastic book. We've got another one come up that they're just pushing that's going to be out in February, and it's on the vaccine passports and mandates and, you know, basically on the New America. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are having, you know, have all they can have, stands and can stands no more. You know, we're in the Larimer County, we're in a lockdown, you know, as far as a mask mandate, one of the strictest areas in the state of Colorado. And there's still people that, are standing up and saying no. If you look at what's happening over in the Dutch land, you know, the restaurants have decided that they're going to go ahead and open. They've been closed and on lockdown. You know, the French are ticked because they were issued pink masks to the police officers and told that they have to wear them, and you know they're having a big fit about that. The world's in turmoil right now and in need of saving, and it's. You know, it's exciting times. It's, you know, they're losing their power. They're losing the grip that they've had on people. And I think, personally, I think that there's been a spell that's been broken. Excuse me. But I think that there are people that are waking up on all different fronts, and we just need to continue to be there and have the answers for people when they're ready. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they're like, oh, ivermectin, I don't want to take any ivermectin, and I think that's horrible. It's still a drug. Yeah, well, it's a drug that's been useful. I mean, people have been using it with their cows for how long? And I asked them, I said, don't you use that with your cows? Well, yeah. Don't you use it with your horses? Well, I don't know what I use for the horses. Well, either that or fomendazole. What do you use for your dogs? And, it's been something that's been a common practice for people that are around agriculture. It's something that needs to be done on a regular basis. But there's people that that are definitely waking up. That's exciting. I think that there's just a big transition going on right now. And I think that there's going to be a lot of more people that are just saying no.
I agree 100%, and that's when we're there and you see that, that's whenever we need to be able to take that that next step and apply it to God and Christianity and the freedom that comes from being in Christ. Jason, I agree 100%, and I'm seeing it every day. The other morning I was having a conversation with one of the safety folks at work, and they were talking about the COVID policy and this and that, and you know how safety people are, and they're great. But she said, "Yeah," she said, "they might require them to be tested or whatever, but I'm not." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "Well," she said, "I'm not taking the vaccine." She said, "And further than that, I'm not even going to be tested." She said, if it comes down to it," she said, "I'm gonna walk out that door right there and walk down the hill." She said, I'll do whatever, and
praise the Lord.
It just kind of shocked me because you got this little 5'3" blonde-haired lady, that put her foot down and she wasn't moving, and that's a blessing, and you're seeing that more and more. Even the folks that have been vaccinated, opening their eyes and learning and seeing and saying, hey, I'm not doing that anymore. And that's a blessing. That's a move in the right direction. And it's awesome.
Ain't nothing more dangerous than a ticked off woman or a ticked off mother cow. You just get out of the way until the fury lands.
That's right. Josh, I wrote this down earlier. Something you had mentioned, salty. Does that fit? That sounds a little salty to me. What you described, this little 5'3" blonde, a little salty. Hey, I ain't doing it, and I ain't doing none of it. And if I gotta walk out, I'll walk out. That seems a little salty to me. Is this what it's taken to get the salt? To give the salt its saltiness back? Because what you've described, I think we've all seen that. In places. I've got a couple of neighbors here that they pulled their children out of school. They because over this vaccine and mask mandate and all this stuff. And pulled them out of public school, started homeschooling, a couple of teenagers. And let me tell you, they before they did that, they got a little salty with the school board and the principal at the school. Maybe that's what it's taken.
Well, and that's back to what I said. It is a blessing to us for all of this to be going the way that it is. Their system cannot handle somebody that it has no control over. And whenever you put your foot down and say no, and whenever we all do it, there's going to be a change. And when you're right and you've been in prayer and God's directing you, you're not going to lose.
Amen.
But another thing we do, like Jason has said just about weekly, look at the future with a smile. Put a smile on your face because Babylon's going down and we win. And they're struggling to stay alive. This whole stimulus thing, they're trying to keep the economy going, the Federal Reserve and stuff, because the grocery store shelves are getting emptier by the week. And it ain't going to work. And I've said for years that God fed us manna once, and he can do it again if he need be. So that's our hope.
When the system that we speak of is their system, not the kingdom system, you know, not Christ's system. And we got to separate those in our head and keep them different, keep things in perspective, because the way they've got it set up was not good for us to begin with.
Well, I'll tell you what, these farmers are a pathetic bunch, too. They got their hand out to the government for everything, too. And, you know, the government has nothing to give. It didn't take from someone else. The only thing that the government's commissioned to do, biblically, is reward righteousness and punish evil, and they're doing just exactly the opposite. Now, if people knew their Bible, they would know that, but the government has absolutely nothing to give you that it... Well, and people say, too, they're, well, you and I are paying for that. I said, they're spending way beyond our taxes, let me tell you.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to find out who God is before this is over. You know, he's setting this thing up right now. He'd be serving the wicked for the day of destruction, too. And, you know, he don't really need any of us. He is going to be glorified in all he does, and everybody's going to know it. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, and this is where we're headed. And we're going to kneel willingly. And some are going to be forced to, so...
That's right, Paul. That having our smile, the smile on our face, there's a power that comes with that. And you know, whenever we're looking forward to tomorrow and not fretting about tomorrow because today's got enough trouble of its own, but looking forward to the kingdom and to it growing, and then not just looking forward to it, but working. You know, getting up in the morning and plowing the ground and doing what we're supposed to be doing. try to pray every morning that I will do my part in bringing along the kingdom. You know, if it's whoever that's talking to, whatever that's doing, I know y'all notice it too, but, you know, we are a light, and people are always watching. They're watching, seeing what we're doing and judging and comparing. And so it's so important that we try to be upright and live like we're supposed to. I know we're not going to be perfect, and that's a given. But, you know, it does help to keep in mind that we're supposed to be those kingdom representatives that are showing the way.
Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. And doing all those things that we do as unto the Lord, you know. I mean, ask yourself: is that gonna further the cause of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God, or is it vainglory and for me only? Or you know, and we run into a lot of that in the world today. It's like, why would they do that? You know, and it's like. The reason you can't understand it is they're doing it for themselves. It's not for that thing. And if you are attempting or straining to have a godly mindset and to bring the, you know, not only are the things of the kingdom to the worldly foolishness, but I think the thing, it kind of goes along with that saying that if that's the case, then the worldly things kind of are crazy to those of us who are in the kingdom. You know, we see some of those things go on. It's like, I don't get it, you know, so that's a good thing. But, you know, it's, and some of that, like we said, laughter has a derisive power. It derides those evildoers when you laugh at them. I mean, we're told that God sits in the heavens and laughs at their plans and schemes, you know, and I think if we're supposed to follow his example, it's okay if we laugh at him too, and that's sure a smile on your face. So it's like, that's not going to work, you know. So, but yeah.
Yeah, Tim, I like how you put that. Those things of the world look crazy to us, you know. Why would they do that? That's ridiculous. But, you know, the things of God, the things of the Word look crazy to them as well. And that's just how it is, I think. It is. It you know, those that, what does it say? We trust in the, you know, the power of the cross. It's the power of God to those of us that are being renewed. And it's foolishness to those that are perishing. and they keep clinging to you know, the spider webs, what they think is right and what they think is going to save them. But it's not. It's not going to. Paul, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. Proverbs 15, verse 13, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but a sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. So if you are merry in the heart, let it shine, you know. That's it right there. You know, we're supposed to, like Jason said, it's in biblical. We got to look at the future and smile, because God's kingdom coming. You know, if we're Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we are, even if we are them people, the future is coming, and you cannot stop the hand of God at all. And he's got a plan, and that's a good one for us.
Amen. A good one for us. Amen. I like that. I like that. Seems like we read that somewhere about those good plans that he has for his people.
You know, I talk to a guy regularly, and he thinks Fox News is the answer to life, and I tell him his truth, and then he'll say, well, I don't agree with that, you know, but I tell him some truth out of that COVID book and stuff like that. And, well, I just don't believe that. He said, well, see, people make their own decisions. You know, you feed them truth and they can reject it. So, but the thing of it is, it's got to be in his mind. One of the profound verses in the Bible that changed the way I was is, rely not in your own understanding. That means the truth is outside of me.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. And that's faith justified too. I mean, there you go.
It is. You know, our remnant, we've got the Bible reading plan out. We have sent hundreds out, still have people ordering them. If you'd like one, we'll be glad to send it to you, the 2022 Bible reading plan. Today, Genesis 24 to 27, and we read, and I think it applies here to what we're talking about. It says, because the Lord your God caused it to happen. And that's what we're living in today. The things that are going on, they are going on according to his plan. They are given some of the salt that's lost its saltiness, there it's being restored to some. It is, and it's these ordeals, these trials, these tribulations, these fiery times that's what's needed. That's what's needed for. Well, apparently for many today. You know, if you think back, remnant, to when you were converted, when you heard the gospel, when you repented and were baptized, something happened. Those are not usually just, you know, boring stories. Well, I turned 20, so I figured it was time, and God's always been with me, and you know, usually those stories are not that way. You know, they're stories of revelation. They're stories of seeking and finding. You know, they're stories of change, of death and resurrection, as the old creature dies and a new creature comes to be. Those are exciting stories, and we are seeing those things happen in our people, in our land today. Had a brother call yesterday and said, hey, send me two of everything you got on baptism, because I've got two people that I need to sit down with. And that's encouraging. It is. It's encouraging.
You know, I was reading in Second Chronicles, and then I cross-referenced something. I ended up there, and I started reading it. But Josiah was a man of God. He called for the Passover and stuff like that. Well, then he didn't do what God said. He told him not to go war. He went to war and got killed. But all his descendants did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. There was about four generations there, and one was 8 years old when he was reigning. So, but anyway, here's what he said in verse 16 in the last chapter. But they mocked the messengers of God, and they despised his words and misused his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy.
So, you know, you can push God so far and reject it, but finally he says that's enough. And I don't know who Cyrus is. He was the king of Persia, but he mandated the rebuilding of the temple. So, you know, everybody in this world, Biden and everybody, is in God's plan. Now, he's putting some awful silly people up there right now that got people will say, why are we even listening to that man? You know, and if you can't see it, then you deserve it.
Amen. Well, guys, we're all but out of time. Thanks. Sure encouraging to me. The text I got from another brother, very encouraging today. And I would have to agree 100%. My batteries have charged up. And Remnant, I hope yours have too. Men, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy Saturday morning to come together and to encourage the Remnant, to encourage one another to love and good deeds. And it is certainly appreciated. And Remnant, we want to invite you to church tomorrow. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and if you West Coasters, at 7:30. It's pretty early. But we'd love to have you join us. We'll have a scriptural insight, a review of the news. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth that it will be a grand slam home run. I guarantee it. And planning on a new message for you as well, and give you the opportunity to partake of communion. And so we hope you can join us. Again, scripturesforamerica.org. Thanks again, guys.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride.